Welcome to the Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, here to share an hour of the best of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the Great Highland Bagpipe. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Community Radio, aired locally at 88.5 FM and streamed worldwide at kkrn.org. For coming along this hour. There's nothing better for me than to be able to share some of my favorite music with you. And this is another retrospective of the music from the late 20th century of the Edinburgh City Police Pipe Band that then became later the Lothian and Borders Police Pipe Band. Under some of the greatest pipe majors that ever wore the stripe, this era was the start of what we know today as modern pipe band music. And we're going to start this hour with the World Championships from 1980. Here's the Lothian and Borders Police Pipe Band, under Pipe Major Harry McNulty, playing the medley with the starting march, 8th Argyles at Bosancourt. We'll be right back.
This is Alan MacDonald. I'm in Edinburgh, Scotland, listening to bagpipes on the wireless at the Piping Hour, streamed at kkrn.org. Thank you.
We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. If you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station. That was the tune that started it all, Scotland the Brave. Even before Amazing Grace, Scotland the Brave popularized pipe band music throughout the world. And the Prince's Street Parade LP, recorded in 1956, found pipe major Donald Shaw Ramsey and drum sergeant Geordie Pride setting the standard for pipe band LPs for the next few decades. We started this hour with the Lothian and Borders Police Pipe Band under pipe major Harry McNulty. They were runners-up in 1980, and Harry McNulty led them on with the 8th Argyles at Bosun Corps, then into the jig Cutting Bracken, and the Piper's Waltz, Bobby Cuthbertson, Jackie Tarr, Rose Among the Heather, Pulteney Strathspey and Pulteney Reel, Skanson, Inky Campbell, and finishing off with Flora McLeod of McLeod, a Donald Shaw Ramsey composition. Pipe Major Ian McLeod took over from 1961 and led the band through many triumphs. But he also produced a dancing album in 1972, close to when he was ready for retirement from the police, and well onto his way of working with the Galanders family for a new era of pipe making with the Galanders and McLeod pipe firm. But here he was, playing for the dance The Irish Jig, from this 1972 LP The Dancer's Delight, Paddy's Leather Breeches, and The Irish Washerwoman. That led into a couple more from Prince's Street Parade. Some classic 2-4 marches that became standards, the Inverness Gathering, the Drunken Piper, and the Australian Ladies. That led into a slow air and some jigs. Now you may notice that the Edinburgh City Police Pipe Band recorded many tracks from slow airs going into dance music. This was very popular at the time, and it was prior to the time signature medleys that are so popular today, and first started being used in competition in around 1970. The slow air was the Tyree Love Song into Griny McLeod, John McDonald, and ending with the Connaughtman's Ramble. And some 4-4 marches from the Pipes and Drums of Edinburgh City Police Pipe Band in 1965 into Pipe Major Donald Shaw Ramsey playing some Strathspeys and Reels from his Highland Dance Master LP in 1972, Money Musk, The Kilt Is My Delight, and Sandy Duff. That was followed by a march past of the 2-4 March Hills of Perth. That was from the recording Music of Scotland in 1974. That was played by the Edinburgh City Police mini band. Then we returned to Ian MacLeod's dance album for some hornpipes, Jackie Tarr and Bobby Cuthbertson. One of my favorite LPs ever was the 1971 Champions of the World. We heard one of their big MSRs, Donald McLennan's Farewell to Rothsay, Susan MacLeod, and Lexi McCaskill. Then another slow air into some marches this time. Of course, that was the famous Jesus Christ Superstar, followed by Follow My Highland Soldier, and ending with the classic 4-4 march, Caberfae. Another go from pipe major Donald Shaw Ramsay. He played tunes for the Highland Fling from the Scottish Pipes LP in 1955. The set was The Dell Among the Kitchen, The Duke of Gordon, Miss Drummond of Perth, finishing off with The Fiddler's Joy. Then we heard The Dark Island from the Piper's Parade LP in 1967. And that led right into a track that really proved the power of the Edinburgh City Police Pipe Band during the 1960s. It started with the Macmillan slow air, Fair Maid of Barra, popularized by Seamus McNeil of the College of Piping. And that led into three fun jigs, John MacDonald's Exercise, Walking the Floor, and again, The Irish Washerwoman. And that led right into Scotland the Brave. We're going to go out this hour playing the big music. This is from the Pibroch LP in 1964, Volume 2. Here's John D. Burgess, who led the band for the 57-58 season and was a powerhouse in his own right. Here he is playing the great Kilmore piece, Lament for Viscount Dundee. And until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next piping hour, we wish for every one of you safe seas.